Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for their journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money in their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Word of God on this Sunday speaks to us about the announcement of the Gospel and the money. The first reading shows us the prophet Amos, who tells us that money is a great danger for the freedom of the prophet who announces the word of God. The gospel gives a list of the instructions of Jesus to his disciples as they go out to proclaim the gospel. They must avoid even the smallest suspicion that they may be working for their own economic advantage. We shall examine each of these instructions. First of all, we are told that all the disciples were sent. All those who followed Jesus were sent. The word disciple comes from the Latin word discipulum, meaning a follower. So all those who are following Jesus as went about preaching the gospel were sent. No one was excluded, which means that the proclamation of the gospel is not the task of a few members of the community. All of us must spread the word of God. Secondly, the apostles were given authority over unclean spirits. In the language of the time, the unclean spirits stood for the forces of evil that cause diseases, evil thoughts, ignorance, oppression, injustice, etc. So the disciples were sent and given authority over these unclean spirits to free people from these unclean spirits, the forces of evil. So as he did to the disciples, Jesus sends us out to confront these forces and free people from them. As you can see, these forces of evil are not only spiritual, but physical. That's why the church has ordained ministers, meaning the clergy, who through the administration of sacraments bring spiritual healing to people who are afflicted by spiritual forces of sin. Also, the church owns Catholic schools and other learning institutions in so many places, so that her members may be freed from the forces of ignorance. That's why the church owns hospitals, so that spiritual healing may go hand in hand with the physical healing, following the footsteps of Jesus himself, who went all around curing diseases, both spiritual and physical. Our duty as members of the church is to support the efforts of the church through our prayers and whenever possible with material resources as she struggles to bring about this type of healing. Thirdly, no material comforts are allowed. No food, no sack, no money in their belts. This prohibition has a symbolic meaning too. It means that the disciples are to show by their attitude that their first interest is God, not material gain. They must serve without guile, full of charity and peace and simplicity. They must give their full attention to the proclamation of God's kingdom and not be diverted by other lesser things. They must travel light, only take what is essential and leave behind whatever would distract them in order to concentrate on the task of spreading the word of God. They must do their work, not for what they can get out of it, but for what they can give freely to others without expecting special privileges or rewards. Poverty of spirit frees us from greed and preoccupation with possessions and makes ample room for God's provision. The Lord wants us all, his disciples, to be dependent on him and not on ourselves or our material possessions. However, Jesus instructed his disciples to take nothing for the journey except a walking stick or a staff. Why a staff? You will recall that Moses was holding a staff in his hands as he freed the people of Israel from Egypt. A staff is a simple stick that represents the power of God. With that fragile piece of wood, God, through his servant Moses, worked wonders before Pharaoh. He divided the Red Sea and got water out of a rock for the Israelites to drink in the desert. So the disciples of Christ are now instructed to carry a staff, indicating that they can only count on the power of God. On our part, as members of the church, we are not required to carry a staff as we walk around. Only a bishop carries an episcopal staff, but for him it is a symbolic gesture of a shepherd tending the flock. However, for us, as members of the church, our staff should be prayer on which we have to rely as we set out to undertake every activity, every mission that God sends us out to fulfill. The last instruction is a bit scary. Jesus tells his disciples that whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them. Hospitality was a sacred duty in the East during the time of Jesus. When a stranger entered a village, it was not his duty to search for hospitality. It was the duty of the village to offer it. So Jesus told his disciples that if hospitality was refused, and if doors and ears were shut, they must shake off the dust of the place from their feet when they left. The rabbinic law said that the dust of a Gentile country was defiled, and that when a man entered Palestine from another country, he must shake off every particle of dust of an unclean land. It was a pictorial form of denial that a Jew could have any fellowship, even with the dust of a heathen land. It is as if Jesus said, if they refuse to listen to you, the only thing you can do is to treat them as a rigid Jew would treat a Gentile house. Obviously, with this message, Jesus is inviting us all to be hospitable in the sense of opening the doors of our minds and hearts to receive his message, his word. not only to receive and listen to his word, but also to allow it to transform our lives. May God bless you. Amen.